There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
From the North Dakota State Fair, where tonight this fellow will take the stage and wow the masses. Here he is. Who is that, folks? Who is that?
Falling deep into the picture in my mind of everything we're going to do. Over the lake and down by the river, you can feel it start to rise. Won't jump in my car, go wherever you are, cause I need you by my side. It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
I think we're in the middle of one of those long, hot summers, and if you'd like to meet Keith Urban, or, have a chance at seeing him, I would stop by the 811 Call Before You Dig tent, because, for one, they're giving away tickets to the concert tonight, so come on by and see us. You'll get a T-shirt and bag and flashlights and cups and mugs and koozies, and, I mean, there's just tons of things here. Capes for the kids, for crying out loud. They have great capes. A lot of fun stuff here. Right underneath the big tent, the biggest tent on the state fairgrounds at the North Dakota State Fair. There's no bigger one here. I can't find one. The sides are open. Can't miss us by the kiddie rides. Not far from the kiddie rides. There's some campers, RVs right next to us here as well. Right across from the Midway food court. All the food stands right there. So right pretty centrally located. And you'll see this big, giant red vac truck. You'll see the 811 chopper. You'll see the 811 North Dakota One Call pickup underneath the tent. Really hard to miss us today. We are chatting about Donald Trump, thinking about a third-party run. We're thinking about, we're talking about North Dakota back under consideration by President Kelly now on whether or not he'll add it to the final list. So that's the breaking news earlier today. And Sun Dogs, we've had some controversy over Sun Dogs today on the program, what they are, and I think we've cleared that up. And when I heard Sun Dogs, I thought we were just talking about, you know, the sun dog in the sky. I wasn't thinking we were talking about a dog. Somebody earlier called and said, we can't have sun dogs because, you know, that'll just be like trying to be, want to be gophers. So whatever. But look, whatever is on your mind. What say you? It's our new slogan. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Travis Tritt, can we borrow that? Come see us at the North Dakota State Fair or give us a call at 800-228-0550. As I mentioned earlier, there's also a great event happening on the other end of the state this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, the Fargo Air Show. It is so much fun, you can't believe it. And again, they're back. The Blue Angels, U.S. Navy Blue Angels, has been Navy Week fun in Fargo all week long. And we are so honored to have on the program Lieutenant Commander Nate Barton, a Blue Angels pilot. Commander hey, Barton, thanks for joining us. Great, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Humbletown, Pennsylvania. I grew up there central Pennsylvania, but my parents were teachers, and kind of joined the Navy for, you know, went to the United States Merchant Marine Academy from there, and joined the Navy out of there. I didn't have any flight experience growing up, and I've been in the Navy for about 13 years now, and initially got in to plan on 2 years, and I've been loving it ever since, but stayed in.
So how hard is it to become one of the Blue Angels? Just walk us through what it takes to become a Blue Angel.
Sure. Well, you know, we're actually just representatives of everybody else who does what we do. You know, we really mean this, that anybody in the Navy, any of the other Navy pilots could do what I do, any of the other, you know, support officers in the Navy could do what our support officers do. We're just the lucky ones, very lucky, the ones that get selected to do it. You know, to apply to the team or to be a part of the team, you have to, number one, you have to want to do it, because believe it or not, a lot of people aren't, don't want to do it. It's a lot of time away from home. It's a lot of commitment. It's a lot of sacrifice, if you have a family. And so you have to want to do it. You apply. You have to have the requisite number of hours, as far as flight time, and experience, to be able to do it, to be selected to do it. And then, you know, a lot of it, what it comes down to, believe it or not, is picking the right personality for the team. You know, we have, there are 17 officers on the team and about 130 total members of the team. We travel with these guys day in and day out for over 300 days that we're on the road. So you have to be able to pick the right person you're going to be able to fit in with and mesh with, and also be able to represent the Navy Marine Corps team, 24/7.
So how do you do this? if anybody's seen this, I mean, the word I would use to describe the Blue Angels, if you haven't seen them, is just precision. And when you think about precision and at the speed that you're going, to get as close as you do and to do the formations you do, it's just a, it's really a marvel. It is really just one of the things you must see if you ever get the opportunity. How does all that precision happen?
Well, you know, most people would probably tremble at the thought of being on live radio that you did every day, right, because you're used to doing it. You know, we practice a lot to get ready to do the show each year. You know, we start in Pensacola, Florida, where the team is based out of, and the team, you know, the team from the pilots start from Boston, who flies our number one aircraft, all the way down to our newest maintainer, our newest mechanic. We all practice and essentially get ready for the show and use that that state of mind to work us through all of our practice flights, all of our practice sorties to get ready for the first air show, which is March 15th, and it's typically in El Centro, California, which happens to be the place that the team trains in the winter from January, you know, January 2nd through March 15th. We train out there in the desert. We call it out there in the desert in our winter training campus for about 120 training flights. We fly 6 days a week, 2 to 3 times a day. It's a really rigorous schedule. You know, and we take baby steps just like anything else. You know, we kind of the crawl, walk, run phase. We start off flying very far apart, especially in comparison to how we are now. And then you slowly step it in. You know, you gain more trust in yourself, more proficiency, and then you also gain more trust in the guy who's flying right next to you. You know, which starts off being, you know, 20 feet away, and now sometimes, you know, it's close, you know, a foot and a half, maybe a little bit inside that.
Oh, my gosh, a foot and a half at what speed?
You know, we'll fly. The slowest that you'll see the jets fly in the air show is probably about maybe 110 miles an hour, which for a tactical fighter jet is really slow. And that's actually one of the is a tribute of the great flight control system that we have in the Boeing F-18 Hornet. But you also see us fly as fast as 700 miles an hour. You know, typically throughout the show, you'll see the diamond formation, which is four F-18s that fly in very close proximity to each other. That's where I fly. I'm Blue Angel number four, and I fly the slot, which is sort of the rear part of that diamond formation. And then you'll also see our two solos who rage around, look like they're going to hit each other the whole time, and they kind of push the F-18 to the edge of its envelope. So, yeah, you'll kind of see both sort of things. And, you know, we've obviously a lot of upside-down flying and lots of upside-down formation flying and a lot of flying that is really we advertise it as refined or sort of modified from the way that we fly in the quote unquote regular Navy, and it is. It's just, you know, lower, closer together, and faster a lot of times.
Well, it's something to see. Any new tricks up your sleeve for this year? It's been a couple of years since Fargo has hosted the Blue Angels. So, what's new in the show?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'll tell you, the team was really disappointed to not come here. I believe we were supposed to be here in 2013. I was on the team then. That was my first year, and, you know, sequestration hit, and it was, you know, we support whatever decisions the government makes and the commander-in-chief makes, you know, but that was a real bummer for us because we were really looking forward to a great season, and particularly coming up here to Fargo. I'll tell you, the team absolutely loves coming up here to this part of the country. The hospitality up here is unlike anywhere else in the country, and I truly mean that with all sincerity. You know, it's just absolutely so enjoyable to be up here, and you just kind of feel like you're at home right away. So I just want to say that we're, you know, as far as the flying goes, we've got some, you know, we modify the show slightly every year. If you're a Blue Angel, I won't even say fan, I'll say fanatic, you may recognize some of the small changes that we do, and we do that just to keep each other sharp and try to make little tweaks to the show and keep making it better and better. There are a couple new, you know, new little maneuvers that we do. Nothing drastic. You'll also see our Pat Albert C-130 fly this year, which you know, typically flies as well. If you've seen them on the media, we have a female pilot flying this year, which is the first time that a female pilot has ever piloted a Blue Angels aircraft in an air show. So we're really excited about that, and Katie Higgins is doing a great job, and we're thrilled for her and absolutely stoked to have her as part of the team. So, yeah, what we try to do every year is just continue to maintain the same level of precision, if not push it a little bit to the next level, to make the guys proud who are out there fighting on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, around the clock and around the world right now.
That's awesome. Lieutenant Commander Nate Barton, one of the Blue Angel pilots. He's a slot pilot. Watch him as part of the formations show Saturday and Sunday. Tickets still available. You can get them right at the gate for the North Dakota Air Show, so check it out. They're $30 for adults. They're $15 for kids, and I'm telling you, there's tons of things to see, but the Blue Angels alone are worth that times 10. It really is incredible out at the Fargo Airport. So it's going to be Hector International Field is where it'll be taking place. Thanks so much, Lieutenant. Nice to chat with you.
Scott, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Great to have you, for sure. Appreciate it very much. Great fun. Man alive. What a show that's going to be. All right, Jim and Fairfield, you're up next here. I'm up against the clock, so I don't have time to go to everybody now. Tom and Hedinger and Jeff and Bismarck, too. We're going to go to you first when we come back here after I tell you about my friends in Medora that really want you to know there's a lot of summer left. And it is time to come to Medora, ladies and gentlemen. The 50th anniversary musical is getting rave reviews. Go to Medora.com or call 1-800-MEDORA-1 and book your tickets. The Bully Pulpit Golf Course is the best. The concerts are getting rave reviews right now as well. There is just so much going on. Hotels and camping, attractions and events, the golf, the musical, the fondue, Medora.com or 800-MEDORA-1. Check it out. All the events online, too, at Medora.com.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary and Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Just like that, you got a brand new life. Off in this truck, we're going through the red lights.
Is that Keith Urban over there picking on a free T-shirt? I can't. Looks like him. Kind of got his hat and glasses on, though, trying to go incognito. He just looked over here, too, like, don't blow my cover. I think he might be in the tent. I'm pretty sure, yeah. We've been hearing strong rumors that he was looking for an 811 call before you dig a T-shirt there to wear on stage tonight. So it is Keith Urban night. But more importantly, it's 811 call before you dig day at the North Dakota State Fair. We're broadcasting live, North Dakota's most listened-to radio talk show. We appreciate you listening, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are across the Northern Plains. And we love hearing from you to find out, what say you? And by the way, if you'd like a Keith Urban song played as one of our bumper songs today, the next suggestion I get from a fine listener gets you a pair of Bully Pulpit golf passes to hit the links at Medora, as a matter of fact, and take that in. I forgot to mention the Jared Mason concerts as well. Todd, you on the K-Fire Cafe had he sounds like Jerry Lewis, that guy.
Mark had him on. The Phil and Mark show, they had him on. And yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's what I was saying. I heard it in the morning. Yeah, I heard it the other day on the way to the Phil.
Those days used to be a blur in your days, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. Anyway,
morning, night, sport, I can't remember.
But I have the Bully Pulpit passes, so give me a suggestion for a Keith Urban song to play next. And then you might want to see if that was Keith Urban in the hat and the glasses there picking out the T-shirt. I'm pretty sure it was. So he's coming. There's some kids at the fair too. The fair is all about kids, right? So we want to chat with a couple of the kids. What's your name, young man?
My name is Anton.
Hey, Anton, and you have an Indiana Pacers jersey on. Are you a Pacer fan?
No, I just got it from my sister.
Oh, did you? She just did kind of a hand-me-down deal, huh? So, Anton, how many days have you been at the fair this year?
Four.
This is your fourth day at the fair.
Yes.
You're a fanatic. You know that. just so you know. What are you doing? What's your favorite thing at the fair?
Going to all the barns.
The barns, yeah. What's your favorite thing you've seen in the barns so far?
The goats.
The goats. Why? They're crazy?
I just love goats.
Do you really? You love goats. Were they having a grand old time kind of messing around in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds like fun. This is your brother?
Yes.
That's a really cool cape you have on. They have capes for the kids here, blue and silver. They look like superheroes. And the 811 call before you dig. Let's put you in the microphone, too, so your brother doesn't get all the fame here. Has this been your fourth day at the fair, too?
Yes.
Man alive. What's your name?
Jay.
And Jay, how old are you?
9.
Where do you go to school?
Edison, now. I used to go outside the side.
Okay, am I not here?
Yeah.
And you're going to Edison now. You used to go to Sunnyside.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really looking forward to school starting?
No, not really.
Okay. Thank you for being honest. You get many points for that. What are you going to do next at the fair now? Where are you going? 4 days. You've seen and done everything, but what's left to do? What are you going to do?
I don't know.
You don't know, huh? Just follow Grandma along? Follow everybody along here? Right?
That's about it.
Okay. Well, go have some fun, okay?
Okay.
Don't leave here without some free stuff. They have a lot of free goodies here at the Big Tent at the North Dakota State Fair. So there is a lot going on, and we are having a grand old time for sure. Okay, let's see here. What else we got to do? Are you good for time here? Jimmy, can you hang on one second? Jimmy Jennings is here from the North Dakota One Call, and he has brought one sweet chopper here that is done by Paul Jr. Designs. Folks who watch American Choppers know this, but you got to hear some details on this bike, and Jimmy's going to tell us a little bit about that. But I want to get some of these callers that have been waiting here for a while to chime in, including Jim in Fairfield, North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind. Jim, tell me.
Morning. Yes, Scott. Sounds like you're enjoying the big fair.
Darn right.
Yeah, great show. I've been there a few. I'm not going to make it this year, but I've been there a few times. And in fact, I even got to help serve their meal to our military people and their family, and had the pleasure of showing a little appreciation to what they do for our country. So that's always enjoyable, along with the rest of the fair.
God bless you for doing that. That's awesome.
And yeah, a lot of other going on. You had the Blue Angels and Air Show in Fargo. That's exciting. And we also have the Horse Fest out here at Taylor in southwest North Dakota. You know all things about horses. That's a lot going on this weekend.
Oh, I wish I could be there. I've seen the sign many times driving by thinking, oh, I wish I could be there. Just so much going on. But have fun in Taylor this weekend. That'll be a blast.
Thank you. Yeah, they're all great. But if I could change the subject just a little bit, I just heard a news clip this morning. Obama's going to Africa to visit Kenya. And I'm just curious how the news is going to report on that, because what caught my mind was the first thing they said is former President Bush has a Kenya connection. He sent some money over there when they had an AIDS epidemic, but nothing about Obama's Kenya connection. So I just was curious how the news media is going to be handling this.
Well, I would have guessed. First of all, I'm surprised he's going just because everybody's going to be making the connection you are, right?
Yeah.
Although, I suppose if he doesn't, then they'd do something about that. But because I believe he still has, does he have a brother there? I think he has a brother.
I saw an interview a few years ago about a half-brother, yeah, and the guy seemed to have a good life, and he said, I'm living my life, he lived his life, and that kind of left it at that.
Yeah.
So. But again,
kind of
the whole movie.
There was a movie, the whole movie about his brother and the differences, and I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. Dinesh D'Souza did it, but it wasn't 2016. I think it was 2016. It was about his brother. It's pretty good.
Ooh,
but
right.
to your point, though, I think you're right. The media is not going to do that. They're not going to say he's got a connection here because it'll reignite the whole birth certificate.
And you know,
you're not
gonna
touch that.
You can't choose your relatives. You deal the hand that's played to you, but look at the people you put around you. Your friends is a better measure of person. But I just be curious watching how the media handles this. So.
Yeah, I would be very curious. Good point, Jim. Nice to hear from you, and have fun at Horse Fest in Taylor. That's a great event. Tom and Hedinger, what's on your mind?
Well, as an alumnus of the UID, I appreciate the effort that the committee for picking names has been dealing with, but I think that the names that they've come up with, the five names, are just atrocious. I'm going to be fighting soon until the day I die, but I think that a lot of people might think differently if they choose one of those five names and put their money toward maybe the Bison if they're going to go with one of those five names. But the only one that I can see is maybe Rough Riders, and I don't know why that's the. Well, I guess there's reasons for people not wanting that, but I would rather go with North Dakota than anything. When I retired, my partner gave me a hockey shirt autographed by the hockey team a couple of years ago, and I have that proudly displayed. And I'll be a fighting school until I die. I would just see him not go with five of those five names. That
I share your passion and your pick, and I'm hoping that North Dakota gets back on the list so that the president can see how popular it is. And it'll be interesting to see how they do that now to watch it. But I'm with you, Tom, completely, and appreciate your call. Call again. Shelley in Belfield has a suggestion for a Keith Urban song for our next bumper. Which one, Shelley?
Good morning. Yes, I have Where the Blacktop Ends.
Where the Blacktop Ends. All right, we're on it. And would you like a pair of passes for some golf at Bully Pump in Medora?
You bet.
All right, Shelly. I can give you Medora golf musical passes too, but if you want them, you've got golf passes. Your call. What would you like?
Musical would be awesome.
All right, hang on. We'll get your address, and so everybody gets musical passes today, 50th anniversary, so it's a dandy. And Shelly, hang tight, because when we come back to talk with Jimmy Jennings about American Chopper's beautiful 811 chopper that is here under the Big Ten of the State Fair today, you're going to hear that song. Hang tight. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, going to visit old friends and feed my soul with a blacktop
fence. We're the Blacktop Bands. Keith Urban, who will take the stage tonight and dazzle folks after they've been dazzled at the 811 Call Before You Dig tent, where we're broadcasting live today. And in a bit, we're going to chat with Justin Denault. He wrote a letter to the editor that is one of the best I've ever read about how ridiculous the political correctness has gotten over the University of North Dakota name. And we're going to talk with him about this latest debate here coming up in just a little bit. And also, anything else on your mind to wrap up the program today? So Jeff and McCody's back with a good cell service. Going to get to you, Jeff and Bismarck, too, on the nickname and much more. 800-228-0550 to chat with us today on the program. Our next guest is Jimmy Jennings. Jimmy's with North Dakota One Call, and he's brought an incredible 811 chopper here. If you watch American Choppers, if you know the craze that's going on now on some of these shows, you know Paul Jr. Designs, and they have built an 811 motorcycle that is on display under the big tent. Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing well today. It's good to be out here at the fair.
Yeah, this is fun, isn't it?
It's awesome. Awesome. A lot going on out here.
Now, there's a lot of reasons to come to this tent, but that chopper is one of them.
Oh, 811 Choppers here, like you said, built by Paul Jr. Designs on the TV show American Choppers. It's built to promote 811, which is the three-digit call number. Anywhere in the U.S., you can call that, get all the underground utility lines marked before you do any digging. It's required by law, and it's also free. Doesn't cost you anything. You just make the call. The chopper's built with digging tools. It actually has excavator buckets built into the rims.
I saw that. That's unbelievable. You got to look close, but they're there. That's really cool.
They're blended in so well. We have a shovel on the side. It's the engine cover, a couple pickaxes in the back. Have buckets in the sprockets and the brake rotors. Of course, has Paul Jr.'s logo and the 811 message all over the bike. It's really a super promotional tool. If you've never seen a Paul Jr. Designs bike, come on out to the fair. You'll see it today.
No, it's worth making the trip for to see it. I saw it yesterday at the 811 Call Before You Dig booth in one of the commercial exhibit buildings, and it's just one of those things you walk by and go, what? What am I looking at here? You really take a double take with it.
It's pretty awesome, man. I can say it's 811 day at the fair today. We're here under the tent. There are so many giveaways going on here. We got T-shirts and flashlights. You name it. It's here. It's free. Stop by and check us out.
Yeah, there's a lot of freebies here, and there's only 811 T-shirts, and they're flying off the tables right now, so get here as soon as you can and check out the chopper. What would that cost?
It's pretty steep. It's about a $150,000 motorcycle.
Unbelievable.
Aired on two episodes of the show. When we had it built, it was a great experience working with Paul Jr. and his crew. They're just super nice people, and they do awesome work. He's just so creative.
How long does it start from the idea to actually driving the bike away?
It took him about 6 months. He didn't know anything about 811 or Call Before You Dig. So he spent quite a few months researching about what that was, what the industry did, and how it protects people from getting hurt. Once he got his ideas, I don't have that kind of creative ability to come up with those ideas, and just seeing what he can produce, it's just amazing.
What kind of reaction do you get when you take this around the country?
Oh, it's awesome. People just, you know, stop in their tracks to come see it, and we always have a big crowd around it.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good to talk to you.
Nice being here.
And come on by, see Jimmy and his crew here, and take a gander at that bike. You're going to love it. American Choppers, Paul Jr. Designs original. The 811, Call Before You Dig Chopper under the big tent. And if you're trying to find us, best advice I can give you is the kiddie rides, okay, and some campers here. Also, right across, and it's quite a long line, but, you know, the Midway, there's a line on the Midway that has, be in the west edge of the Midway, all the food vendors. We're right next to that. But it's a giant tent, so really hard to miss for sure. Jeff and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I am?
You are.
Say, yeah, this is Jeff Bismarck, but my nickname is Jeff. And I was thinking maybe we could change Todd's name from Todd the Radio God to just Todd the Todd.
We have to get that approved by Phil Parker, who's on vacation, but when he gets back, let's talk to him and whatever. But I wish you'd tell me that before I go out and get the license plate Todd TRG to put on the convertible, because I kind of already went to that trouble.
I don't understand how the University of North Dakota, North Dakota makes sense to somebody.
Well, I think what it means is nobody's saying you are, you know, in other words, it's not the nickname. It's no nickname. I mean, you're choosing between,
that's
do you pick one of these?
Then?
Well, I mean, I'm saying I think that's what the choice is. I think people that vote for North Dakota are saying, I don't want one of those other choices or anything else. I just want North Dakota, which Stanford did for a time. I mean, it's been done where you're just, you know, we are North Dakota. It's unique in and of itself. I mean, I think it's a product of the difficulty in replacing a fighting Sioux name that is so wildly popular. My take.
I guess at the same time, it's really one caller earlier said, you know, how can one person have control of such a major issue? I would completely disagree with that. It is not a major issue. It could be, we could be the North Dakota Utter Cranes for all I care, as long as there's something.
So you want it to be something.
I'm liking right. that better than the other five, but, you know, that's just me, I guess.
There are other people that agree with you, Jeff. It's just not as been it's not been as prevalent as those that prefer North Dakota, but I hear what you're saying. I think honestly the argument for the president is if you just leave it North Dakota, in other words, go with the no nickname option, you leave the thought in some people's minds that Fighting Sioux will come back at some point. You don't have the closure, if you will, right? So, and I don't know if that's, in my mind, is not a reason to pick North Dakota. I think just being North Dakota with no nickname for a time makes some sense. And if it comes back, great. I don't think that's likely. But I think, even if you said, okay, we're going to be the Nodaks, you still, if somebody, I hope somebody awakens at some point on the Standing Rock Indian Reservation. And Spirit Lake was already there. But on Standing Rock to say, really? We missed this opportunity to have, you know, our name as part of an institution of that stature and those teams, it's the dumbest thing ever. It's ridiculous. And
well,
the vast majority of people get that. So
I don't see being the, you know, last two people in the bar at closing time means you have to go home together either.
No.
Not sure I connect those dots.
I'm not going home with Scott, okay? I'm just not.
Yeah.
I may let Scott be the designated driver, but then I'm, you know, he has to stay in his car.
From one Jeff to another. McCody, we go. What's on your mind, Jeff? Glad to have you back.
Yeah, hey, calling about that one call. I use that service practically every day, and it's awesome. I mean, I call the number, I have to enter in three numbers and my caller ID, and I'm in. And it was good when they extended their tickets from 10 days to 21 days. That was a good move that they made on their part. As far as the North Dakota nickname, just leave it at North Dakota. We are North Dakota. Like, you know, the guys that from Ohio State, the Ohio State University.
There you go. You're saying it right, Jeff. I'm proud of you. The Ohio State University.
The University of Miami is the U. Well, this is kind of unique. We are North Dakota. So.
Agree with you. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
You bet.
Love the listener's insight on all of this. It's been fantastic today. Justin Denault wrote a letter to the Grand Forks Herald that went just crazy viral. And it was hilarious, but also I think very indicative of why this whole debate is so crazy. He just said, look, there's no way we're going to pick a name, and went through the five that remained, I think at the time, the seven that remained, and why they wouldn't work. And we asked him to come on the program today because we like chatting with letter to the editor-writers. They're gutsy. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Good. What prompted this letter? What made you do this?
Someone wrote a letter to the editor like a couple days before I did about how Rough Riders was inappropriate because Teddy Roosevelt was a horrible person. And yeah. I don't know. I went to school for history, and that kind of bothered me that we're now judging 19th century figures on 21st century standards.
And you whipped up a little letter. I mean, how long do you work on that letter? Because it's brilliant. It's one of the best letters to the editor I've ever read.
I wrote it on a 5-minute smoke break at work.
Okay, there's five names left. You have a few concerns you've listed in your letter. Sundogs is one we've got a few calls about today. What's your concern about Sundogs ultimately being picked in the letter?
Well, you know, someone's probably been driving along and they looked at a Sundog and they probably lost or momentarily lost control of their car. And we don't need to put people through the trauma of momentarily losing their car all over again.
Yeah, that could be very traumatic. You're right. You're going to put them all through that. So Sundogs is definitely out. What about Nodax?
I just don't like that one. It probably does offend somebody at some point.
Yeah, no, definitely. How about Rough Riders?
Which one?
Rough Riders.
Oh, I didn't actually write anything about that. Just the other one. Since that guy so helpfully pointed out how because one Rough Rider was apparently the worst person ever, Rough Riders was inappropriate.
That's right. Yeah. So that's how that's the whole thing started. North Stars. Which one? What's going to get us in trouble with North Stars?
Well, I mean, if you label someone a star, you're really affording them a status of privilege, aren't you? Especially at a university of, what, is it 13,000 students now? I mean, you can't afford athletes any more privilege over liberal arts majors or anything like that.
How do you pick one star out of that group, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And the Fighting Hawks is really the traumatic one, right?
Yeah, it's way too aggressive. Way too aggressive. Plus, Hawks, they often target the youth of species so that, I mean, if a young expectant mother or someone with a young child goes to a game, they have to think about that every time someone says, go fighting Hawks, right?
You know, the best part of your letter was the reaction to your letter. I mean, some of the battles I listened to or I guess read online were flat out phenomenal. What did you make of the, you know, people were really mad at you for writing the letter, and, you know, you got a lot of grief about this, and you engaged them. I mean, the majority of people supported and said thank you, but there were some real cranks there. How did you like that?
I enjoy it. I like talking about stuff like that. I think if people are going to be offended anyway, you might as well just kind of just go for it. There's no real skin off my back if someone got mad at me for writing about it. There was one person in particular who really engaged me on it, and it was basically Grand Forks Herald's stature somehow dropped because they printed my letter, which I didn't really understand at all.
Yeah, no, especially considering some of the letters to the editor that I've read, you know, without question. Well, I'm glad you wrote it. It was good, and I hope you stay involved in the debate. Do you have a pick? Anyone you'd like to see happen before we're done here?
I think just staying UND or North Dakota would be kind of interesting. I'm a big soccer fan, which isn't huge in the U.S., but, I mean, they don't really have mascots for their team, so I think it'd be interesting to be the first college team to just be location.
Unique in and of itself. Hey, Justin, really appreciate chatting with you today. Thanks a bunch. Take care.
Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go watch the Twins baseball. Hey, friends, it's Scott Hammond inviting you to join us for a Twins fun bus trip to the Twin Cities Thursday, August 13th. Game time's 12:10, so we'll leave Fargo early Thursday morning and come back right after the game. Just $129 gets you the comfy ride down to the Twin Cities and a great seat behind home plate. Add $100 to get a hotel room in Fargo, too. Call now to sign up. Tickets are going fast. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie.
We're gonna win, Twins, we're gonna score.
Let's go watch the Twins baseball. Hey, friends, it's Scott Hammond inviting you to join us for a Twins fun bus trip to the Twin Cities Thursday, August 13th. Game time's 12:10, so we'll leave Fargo early Thursday morning and come back right after the game. Just $129 gets you the comfy ride down to the Twin Cities and a great seat behind home plate. Add $100 to get a hotel room in Fargo, too. Call now to sign up. Tickets are going fast. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Ask for Marie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Can hang a disco ball from an old oak tree. Smoke and drink once in a while. Somehow it'd be good for me. I want a cool chick that'll cook for me, but it'll dance.
I don't know about you, but my favorite thing on concert day is always to wonder what songs are going to get played, right? So, will that one make the cut? You can keep it up there for a little bit of time once it gets to the.
I don't need too much of nothing. I just want swing a little juice on, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink.
That's Keith Urban, and rumor has it he's going to be spending the afternoon in the 811 call before you dig dead, Kent, because it's so much fun in here. And he's trying to decide what to wear on stage tonight, and there's a lot of choices here. Yellow, there's pink, there's orange, there's gray, there's black, there's red, there's blue. That's all the choices of the T-shirts, and they're all free if you get here before the 811 go out the door at the 811 call before you dig 10 today on What's in Your Mind. We're going to talk with another one of the folks that are part of this wonderful operation under the tent of the fair today in just a moment. But Kurt and Bismarck's been waiting to weigh in, so let's get him in here. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind?
Good morning, my friend. Just two quick comments. Your earlier caller who referenced the two drunks leaving the bar and not going back to the same place, under today's standards, I deem him as a great American patriot. This state is based on common sense and hardworking people. Been that way my whole life. For this subject at the University of North Dakota to rise to this level just stuns me. Second comment, Bobby Jindal. If you watched the news last night, and I'm not picking on a Republican, if he was a Democrat, I'd say the same thing. I happen to be a friend of Dale Brown's and visit him from time to time at Baton Rouge, so I know how far it is from Baton Rouge to Lafayette. And he picked up on this last night to be in front of a national press conference while a tragedy was going on. He had absolutely no information to add to the public, nothing to say that would be informative to people, except he wanted to be there for name recognition because he's a presidential candidate.
I saw all that, and that was quite a tragedy. He suspended his campaign. I think you're being a little hard on him myself, Kurt. I thought a governor does that. A governor goes to the scene of tragedy and says, what's wrong?
I really do. I hope maybe I'd be more concerned
if he was nowhere to be found. I'd be more concerned then.
I heard a lot of good information.
It was pretty obvious. He was there trying to be on TV, and he didn't have nothing to add to the story.
Okay. All right. Let me agree with you. Would you also say that's what President Obama does 15 times a month? To try and
absolutely
get him in front of the story.
I'd say the same thing about Bill Clinton. I'd say the same thing about Hillary Clinton. I'm not a Democrat.
So your bigger point is politicians stay away in the middle of stuff like that, and I think that's an interesting point. I actually thought he did okay. I got to run here because we're tight on time, but it's interesting. I heard some information. I thought he was there comforting families, talking with them. I thought he did okay, and I didn't get them. My radar's usually up on camera hog, everything else, but let's chat about it when we have more time sometime, Kurt. Anyway, always appreciate you listening and calling. Tom Rafferty's here from Brandy Electric Cooperative, one of the folks that are helping make 811 call before you dig day, a big day at the North Dakota State Fair. How are you doing, Tom?
Great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Thank you. Did I say Verendry? Verendry, okay?
Verendry.
Yeah, Verendry.
French explorer came into North Dakota, and they named a little town after him. That's how we started, in a little town of Verendry.
That's neat. And now, obviously, a very well-known rural electric cooperative up in this part of North Dakota. What do you want folks to know about calling before they dig?
Well, we serve a lot of parts of Minot, a lot of big accounts. Number one is safety. We had over 30 dig-ins. We call them dig-ins when you hit our line last year. And lucky no one's killed in one of these. So safety is number one. Number two, if you don't get hurt, it's going to be a big inconvenience. It's been about 2 years ago. Someone dug at night. They had the lines marked. They couldn't see, didn't avoid where the flags were. Knocked out 3,000 people at night during a Vikings game. Maybe they didn't miss much there. But anyway,
ouch.
The bottom line is it might kill you. If it doesn't kill you, it's going to be a major inconvenience. We have large businesses like Walmart, Dakota Square Mall. They do tens of thousands of dollars in sales every hour. So that's a big deal to them. And we take the brunt of these complaints. You hit our line, we're going to go after you with a fine, and we're going to make you pay.
And why wouldn't you call? I mean, again, a couple of days in advance, it's a quick process, so call 811 before you dig always, every time, for sure. Good advice. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for stopping by. It's fun at the fair, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Everybody's having a good time. The tent's packed. And
get some free stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of free stuff, a lot, including those Keith Urban tickets. And I'm pretty sure that's see that guy in the hat with the sunglasses, and he's rifling through the... Very strong resemblance to Keith
that
Urban.
That might be him.
Yeah, exactly. He just won't leave here. Obviously, too much fun. So come meet Keith Urban, for crying out loud. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
You might, after all.
Yeah, you never know.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tom Rafferty is the Minot Community Relations and Communications Manager for Verengri Electric Cooperative. One email I wanted to get in here before we get going, because we haven't handled time for a lot of emails. John sends a note here from... Fargo, this whole nickname committee has been a farce from the start, and I feel bad for Dave St. Peter and Carl Gehring for having to sit down and try and reason with a bunch of politically correct faculty members. It seems totally insane to me that a liberal from Berkeley controls the fate of the nickname for at least the foreseeable future. If they limit the vote to alumni, he wouldn't even get a vote. And don't get me started on the remaining names. North Stars may not even be eligible due to copyright issues. And what exactly would be the logo for a sundog or a Nodak? End of rant. Go Sue. All right, John Peterson, thank you for the note. Sent it to us, and he got Todd's applause. He sent it to you and I. So, Todd, he'll appreciate the applause.
Nice.
And speaking
nice.
Of Todd, he'll be up here for K-Fire Cafe. I will be, too. So come on by if you're around the fair. Be here till 5 today. Say hi. God bless you, folks. See you Monday. What's on your mind? The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want? They'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.